I first met Ivor Haglund when I was about 12. My parents used to take me to his Acres of Clams restaurant, and we enjoyed the meals. And he used to come table hopping while you were there and shake your hand and ask how you enjoyed the meal. Then he would sit off on a corner on a stool with his guitar, and he would sing his songs. Back in 1962, during the World's Fair, Walt Robertson had a weekly gig down there at Ivor's, and he had to go down to San Francisco and ask me to sit in for him and do one of his Saturday night gigs. So the last set of that particular night, I sang Acres of Clams. And after the restaurant closed, Ivor came over and was rather stern, and he took my guitar and said, as long as I'm going to sing that song, I really should learn to sing it right and play the guitar right. And I always thought this was rather amusing, because Ivor only knew about five chords. But anyway, this was the guitar style that Ivor insisted that I play. But more importantly, this was the way he sang the song, and it's the way that the song always made the most sense to me, because it is a ballad, meaning a storytelling song. And so this is not the rousing anthem that it has become lately. I've traveled all over this country, prospecting, digging for gold. I've tunneled, hydraulicked, and cradled, and I have been frequently sold. For one who makes riches in mining, perceiving that hundreds grew poor, I made up my mind to try farming, the only pursuit that was sure. So rolling my grub in my blanket, I left all my tools on the ground and started one morning to shank it to the country they called Puget Sound. And arriving dead broke in midwinter, I found her enveloped in fog and covered all over with timber, thick as hair on the back of a dog. When I looked at my prospects so gloomy, oh, the tears trickled down on my face, to think all my travels had brought me to the end of the jumping off place. But I staked me a claim in the forest, and I sat myself down to hard toil. For 2 years I chopped and I labored, but I never got down to the soil. I tried to get out of the country, but poverty forced me to stay. Until I've become an old settler, now nothing can drive me away. And now that I'm used to the climate, I'll say that if man ever found a spot to be peaceful and happy, then that spot is on Puget Sound. No longer the slave of ambition, I laugh at the world and its shams, as I think of my happy condition, surrounded by acres of clams.